We have watched, we have waited. In hope, we light the first candle. For peace, we light the second candle. Enjoy. We light the third candle with love. We light the fourth candle. Now our redemption draws near.
A reading from Isaiah in Arabic, and the English will be projected on the screen.
الشعب السالك في الظلمة أبصر نورا عظيما. الجالسون في أرض ظلال الموت أشرق عليهم نور. أكثرت الأمة عظمت لها الفرح. يفرحون أمامك كالفرح في الحصاد. كالذين يبتهجون عندما يقتسمون غنيمة لأن نير ثقله وعصا كتفه وقضيب مسخره كسرتهن كما في يوم مديان لأن كل سلاح المتسلح في الوغى وكل رداء مدحرج في الدماء يكون للحريق مأكنا للنار لأنه يولد لنا ولد ونعطى ابنا وتكون الرياسة على كتفه ويدعى اسمه عجيبا مشيرا إلها قديرا أبا أبديا رئيس السلام لنمو رياسته وللسلام لا نهاية على كرسي داود وعلى مملكة ليثبنة ويعضدها بالحق والبر من الآن إلى الأبد غيرة رب الجنود تصنع هذا آمين.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for this holy night that you have called us to witness to your coming again into our lives, into our hearts. Guide us, we pray, that we might be renewed by your presence, that we might experience anew the story of you come to earth. Amen. Let us join our hearts and minds together as we stand and sing together our opening hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. And our reading, our first reading, is from Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord the glory and his strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The Lord is firmly established. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with this earth. Amen.
The stars are brightly shining.
I would like to call forward any children who would like to help me tell the Christmas story today. Please come forward and sit up in this area. Any children that want to help with the telling of the story this evening, you can come up and sit. It's going to be a little different this year because we have a lot of people that I don't know if you recognize them, but I don't recognize them, and they may not know the story, the Christmas story, that we need to tell them about what happened in that night so long ago. So you can sit on the floor, too. Yep. Okay. You can go over with you, too. So, yeah. There we go. Okay. You know, I love to celebrate and be able to celebrate this Christmas story of Jesus' birth. Don't you guys? This is a great birthday, right? It's a great birthday to be able to celebrate. So let's hear some of the story. Philip Jumpo, I think, is here somewhere to come forward and read a little bit of the story so that we get a little bit of a flavor of what's going to happen here and what we're going to be listening for from Luke's gospel. So let's listen for the story here. And then you're going to get to help with it.
Good evening. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and whom he was expecting a child. While they were there, a time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
You know, I think it was probably pretty noisy in those days, too. Even then. And there, in the story that Philip was reading about, they were talking about Mary and the baby, and they were talking about three kings. A little bit later, they were talking about three kings, and they were also talking about shepherds a little bit later in the story. Shepherds out in the field at night, and you know, we're going to need some characters in this story. So you need to be thinking about all of the different characters that appear in this story. Shepherds, kings, wise men, angels. So be thinking about that because also animals. We need animals. That's right, Harrison. We need animals too. So I need some people who would be willing to be animals to come over to Miss Angela over here, to come on over here, and some shepherds to go up and be shepherds with Lori. Because we're going to have an instant Christmas pageant here. Okay, shepherds up with Lori. So what else do we need? What else do we need here? We need angels, too. Angels. Christmas lights? Well, we don't have Christmas lights in this story, but we do have someone who can do angels for us. So Miss Monica over here by the piano can do some angels for us. Do we have some angels? Okay, angels over to Monica and Heidi. Okay, over this way. Now, we need three wise guys. Three wise guys. Oh, my goodness, we don't have any more characters. Well, we got Andrew. Andrew will be one wise guy. Okay. Dave Spader will be another wise guy. How about Julian? Julian, will you be a wise guy for us? Okay. Go see Lee in the corner over there. Okay. So we're doing pretty well over here, it looks like. We're getting some costumes on. Do you want to be an angel? Do you want to be an angel? You can leave that there. That's okay. There we go. Okay, we've got lots of animals. We got some shepherds. Yeah, you got to put that. Okay. I'm going to help clothe people too, it looks like. Okay. Here, no, it just goes over you there that way, and then we'll put the hat back on. Okay. There we go. I think we got it. Okay. I think we'll skip the crooks, the shepherd's crooks tonight. Okay. So we've got a manger, and we've got some animals that might need to come down here around the manger. Can you get down on all fours and be ready to meet Jesus? Right? Okay. We're getting some angels over there. And the angels, if you're ready, you can come on up on the stage. If you've got your angel pieces on, go ahead. And the wise guys can stay over there because they don't come till later in the story. So that's a really good question. We're missing something, aren't we, here? Do we?
Where's the little kid?
Where's the little kid? Well, that's a very good question. You know, sometimes we get so excited about Christmas and telling the Christmas story and being angels and shepherds and animals that we forget all about Jesus. So I think we need a Jesus. Okay. Oh, we have a Jesus. We have a Jesus. Good. Here's an angel. There we go. What do we have here? Name tag, huh? Okay. There we go. Go ahead. So how does this look? It's like we have all of the pieces here, right? Right in the middle. Jesus right in the middle. All right. They're here. They're here, and they're coming to bring gifts to the newborn baby. Let us stand and join in singing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
may go down and sit back with your parents with your costumes on. I suspect it was something like that night as well. You can feel the excitement for the Christ child, can't you, here this evening? The journey to the manger. Candles of hope, of peace, of joy, of love, until finally we come together to light this Christ candle today. All of these are the values that we enjoy during this season. The hopes and dreams through all the years are met in Thee, O Christ, tonight. Praise be to God as we reach for that reality in a world that needs to hear this message. As we stop and wait and watch for it to seep into our spirits in these moments, and to open that path for it to continue to evolve into the new year. I don't know about you, but it seemed like we got to Christmas very quickly this year, with many things on the journey, with many pieces, hard and joyful, on the journey. So many circumstances of people's lives and in our world, even more than it usually seems. And yet, through it all, each week, we have paused to worship around these candles, around this Advent wreath, around these themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. With hope for a focused Advent as we turned again into Christ, turned to Christ, repented of sins, and started out in new paths, claiming peace in a world that is anything but peaceful, and yet knowing that in Christ there is a peace that the world does not give, and a peace that the world can never take away. Joy. We encountered the Sunday of joy the week or the Sunday after the tragedy in Newtown, and yet, even in that time, there have been moments where light has shined in that darkness. As Pastor Medhat preached last week on Mary's song, God brought satisfaction even to people's hearts in the pain of those moments. Because we worship a God who literally rolls up God's sleeves to be there for us. The Sunday of Love, as we celebrated a little out of order this evening, the baptism of baby Jesus on Sunday, before Christmas Eve, our newest addition to this community of faith, with joy together in all of the children that we see up in the sanctuary this evening to celebrate the birth of the Christ child again. I encourage you in these weeks following Christmas to keep Christmas as we go into January, to remember these themes that we have encountered through this Advent message, to claim Christ at the center of your life. It was so wonderful in this new way of telling the story to have someone say, but where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Because our children know that Jesus is at the center of the message that we bring this night. Jesus is the center of our lives as we seek to follow faithfully. A friend of mine from the church I served in Pennsylvania shared the words from a song that her choir sang during Advent. Little child whose bed is straw, find new lodgings in my heart. Bring the dream Isaiah saw, life redeemed from fang and claw, justice purifying law, knowledge, wisdom, worship, awe. May it be so for each one of us in these days ahead to bring that dream that Isaiah saw, that dream that was brought forward in the worship and the lighting of the candle, the Christ child candle this day by Matham. Knowledge, wisdom, worship, and awe. Hope, peace, joy, and love with Christ at the center. Keeping Christmas tonight, tomorrow, and in all the days to come, let us be Christ's people together. Amen.
And now let us lift up our heart and pray to God. Let us pray together. Almighty and eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we glorify and praise you because you were the refuge for these people in the Old Testament and New Testament, and you are our only refuge in our present time, when time looks more really not clear, when events around us seems more controlled by evil. But we still believe in Jesus Christ, who was born 2,000 years to be born again in our life as a community and as a nation and as the whole universe. Merciful God, in the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, in Bethlehem, you became one of us, sharing and understanding our humanity and our suffering and our problems. We thank you that day you took a refuge to Egypt to remind us you could be related to our struggle, identifying yourself with all who are refugees and victims of every power in this world. We thank you that you grew up in Nazareth and ministered to the people in Galilee, and you spread your kingdom in a new way that give people hope in the past and in all times. We pray today, God, for all these events around us. And we pray for the firefighters who lost their life today. And we pray for their families. We pray to heal their memories and to make a Christmas again a light and wonderful day, and not a day of darkness, and not a day of innocent people losing their life. We pray for the family of the Newtown massacre, and even the event, it's getting a little bit old, but it's never old for people who are injured and suffering and still bleed. And we know you have been there. And we know you remind us Christmas is about joy and also seeing through even when it's too dark and painful. And we ask you, while we're celebrating Christmas today, to keep our heart with those who cannot celebrate. While we are really struggling this day to see through, help us to remember your hand is here to take our tears. We cannot thank you enough because you gave us hope and you gave us love and you made it real in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now it's time to show our gratitude through the offering to our Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. We thank you, God, you are a giver of life and the universe. And we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ being one of us. And we thank you for every heart that expressed their love and their sharing to other people who are in need. And we thank you for everybody in this community and this church. And we pray to keep our spirit up and keep our spirit connected to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Let us sing of that light as we share together Silent Night.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, giver of every good and perfect gift, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence all the journeys of our lives. May we ever reflect his glory, now and forever. Amen. The light has come, let it be so in our lives. Let us go forth in hope, in peace, in joy, and in love to a hurting world. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, God, our Creator, and the Holy Spirit, which binds us together as one people, let all of God's people say, let us go in peace and joy. Amen.